Welcome to About Music with Brian. Continuing from where we left off on Monday, I have another three works for you featuring the big brother of the oboe, namely the cor anglais, which is also called the English horn. And following that, I have two wonderful movements from Dvorak's Ninth Symphony, which I'll tell you about later. Our first work by Gaetano Donizetti is his concertino for English horn in G major. There are two movements. It's a concise lyrical bel canto miniature, graceful and light.
Thank you.
We follow that one with a work by Giuseppe Pilotti, his concerto for the English horn in F. This is a tuneful classical era concerto with a warm, slow movement and elegant outer sections. third work is a modern work by Gordon Jacob, his Rhapsody for Cor Anglais and Strings. It's pastoral, witty, and quintessentially English, showing the instrument's lyrical charm in a modern but tonal idiom.
Thank you.
And now the work about which I said I would tell you more, Antonín Dvořák's Symphony No. 9 from the New World. We will hear two movements, the largo and the scherzo. The cor anglais is often favoured by composers when creating a pastoral or warm but less formal sound. The beloved cor anglais solo in the largo continues the folk music style of America. It opens the slow second movement with a voice of deep longing, almost homesickness and sadness. This movement is followed by the spirited scherzo, which gives a familiar and uplifting close to our program today.
Thank you. Thank you.